Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Farrell is back with us. And Darren, you're starting again with the slapstick events at Old Trafford last night.
I like that. I like that. Justin, in your very esteemed hurling career back in your youth, did you ever come to blows with a teammate down in Cork? I know you wouldn't be into that sort of thing down there at all.
Not on the pitch, anyway.
I'm dying to hear more about that. Well, we certainly got that last night in the Premier League. Extraordinary scenes, really. A 10-man Everton beating Manchester United 1-0 at Old Trafford. The goal coming from Kieran Dewsbury Hall. A terrific strike it was from a long way out, 25 metres maybe, top of the net, giving the goalkeeper no chance. That came in the 29th minute, remarkably. One of the very few chances Everton had, because they had a player sent off in the 13th minute, Idrissa Gueye. Really, really bizarre sending off. He was involved in an on-field argument with one of his teammates, Michael Keane, not too happy with a pass that was given. And he slapped him in the face. And the referee, we were all watching it on TV, before we knew it, the red card, and we wondered, what is this for? But he spotted it and he got his marching orders. Now, he's since apologised on social media for that incident. And his manager, David Moyes, this was a big night for him, back at Old Trafford as the Everton manager again. Of course, his time at the club there didn't go so well, but couldn't hide his delight after that one last night. A huge win for him. And when it came to the sending off incident, he said he welcomed seeing a little bit of fight in his players.
I'm surprised. I think if nothing happened, I don't think MD in the stadium would have been surprised. I thought the referee could have maybe taken a little bit longer to think about it. Maybe just going over and sorted it, had a think about it. I'm sort of getting told the rules of the game means if you slap even your own player or you lift an arm in some way, then you could be in trouble. But you know, there's another side. I quite like my players fighting each other. And you know, getting annoyed with each other because it was a bad ball or someone didn't do the right action. I think that's part of it. If you want a winning team and you want that resilience and the toughness which got us the result, then I think you have to have players who are going to act that way. And I'm disappointed we get the sending off, but everybody will tell you, we've all been footballers, and the ones who have been will tell you that quite often, you know, you'll get angry with your teammates. He's apologised in the dressing room for the sending off. He's praised the players incredibly for their performance tonight and thanked them for it. And as I said, he's apologised for what happened.
There you go.
He has a point, though, doesn't he? Like, you know, that players holding each other to account, although it shouldn't end in violence.
Well, you can scream at them rather than slapping them, maybe.
Well, we had one player in particular who liked to hold his teammates to account, didn't we? There's a famous movie being released this week.
All right.
On the downside for Everton and for Irish football fans, Seamus Coleman went off his first start of the season for Everton, and he played so well for the Republic of Ireland in the recent international window. Went off injured after just 10 minutes, and looks like an injury. Absolutely gutted for him there. It looks like Celtic are close to appointing Wilfred Nancy as their new manager. The Frenchman has been head coach with the MLS side Columbus Crew. Ireland and Leinster back row Ryan Baird is a doubt for the Six Nations. He suffered a suspected broken leg after the defeat to South Africa. Head coach Leo Cullen confirmed the break yesterday and could be out for about 3 months. His teammate Jamie Osborne facing up to 4 months out with a shoulder injury he picked up against Japan. Leo Cullen didn't really get into too much detail about the specific injuries or the exact injuries, but Michael Glennon did his very best when he was talking to him yesterday.
Ryan Baird, is it broken tibia?
Some part of his leg, yeah. I won't get too medical here. Yeah, listen, that's what I've heard, yeah. So I haven't actually seen Ryan yet. So, listen, he's going to have a procedure done. So hopefully he's not too... Listen, just get it right. Listen, whatever length of time that takes. So Jamie came back after Japan as well. So listen, that's just the nature of the game, isn't it? So as I said, next door, I'm more interested in who we do have and not who we don't have. So it's just part and parcel, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess you're counting your bumps and bruises and that. So Joe McCarthy stepped up this week and not in the frame, possibly for Rodney Parade.
Yeah. I think we just want to be sensible with Joe. So he trained today, so he'll ramped it up again later in the week, and certainly be good to go next week, hopefully. But again, that's just trying to get a player back safely from being out for a while now.
When do you expect to learn about James Ryan and his possible sanction or his hearing?
Good question. Yeah, he's a hearing middle of the week, as far as I'm aware. Is it Wednesday or Thursday? I'm not 100% sure now. We're trying to get this Dragons group ready, yeah. But no, as in, yeah, obviously we've had some conversations today, so I haven't got confirmation exactly when that hearing is, but I believe Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, I understand as well. By the rule book, if he is a sanction is taking place, he's facing 2 weeks, mid-range of 6 weeks to maximum 52 weeks. So let's see what happens later in the week. Finally, one of Reece McLennan's biggest rivals on the pommel horse has decided to come back out of retirement. The three-time Olympic gold medalist, Max Whitlock, he's coming back and he's eyeing up a place at the Olympics in 2028. The 32-year-old, one of the most successful gymnasts in the sport, and he announced Paris was his final outing.
Paris was my last one, and I said that was going to be my last Olympics, and I came fourth. I'd done what I said, I'd stop after that one, and I fully retired, but something was just kind of itching away at me constantly. It has been for the last year. It just doesn't sit right. It feels unfinished. It feels incomplete. So I feel like I've got an opportunity in front of me.
Yeah, I'm sure Reece will be welcoming that challenge. That's
Reece
just for now.
Reece will take him. Thank you, Darren.